This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Indonesia has recently suggested it will no longer allow its women to work as live-in maids in any foreign countries beginning next year. The move is part of its domestic worker roadmap to protect the interests of its citizens. Jakarta wants the maids to be employed as formal workers with stipulated working hours without having to stay at the employer's house, along with a weekly off day. Is this feasible? How will this affect Malaysian employers? Jeffrey Fu is the president of the Malaysian Association of Foreign Maid Agencies, better known as PAPA. He believes the idea is far-fetched to begin with.
The duties of a domestic worker or housemaid include taking care of the children or taking care of the sick or the old people where their service is needed in the off hours, you know, even at night. So it is not going to be practical, and I don't think it will be well accepted in Malaysia. Having a domestic worker live out of the home of the employer, it is a sort of a far-fetched idea to begin with, because at the moment we have 200,000 foreign housemates in Malaysia. Just imagine, we need to have 250,000 places for them to stay, the logistic issue, and also who is to take care of them if they live out. So these are all the issues, these are all the factors we have to sit down and discuss whether it's practical or not to propose such sort of ruling or such condition.
Jeffrey disagrees with Indonesia's claim that the move is necessary to stop systemic abuse of maids who are allegedly being worked excessively.
I believe the foreign domestic worker in Malaysia, they are not generally being abused. You know, only very small percentage. And you cannot have a perfect scenario where there's no incident of abuse. I would say the majority of Malaysian employers are very nice people, very caring people. Since a couple of years back, the number of incidents has dramatically reduced because of more publicity that's been created by the media and the awareness of the public about maid abuse kind of thing. There are many mechanisms in place, such as the role of the government in terms of giving adequate protection to the foreign worker. Of course, the other way is to also to enhance the education of the employer in this area of the treatment of a foreign worker or even the local domestic worker. So I don't think it is alarming kind of situation where maid abuse is a very common thing in Malaysia. It is not a common thing.
He also rejects the argument that foreign domestic workers are underpaid in Malaysia.
There are many school of argument. You see, if you have a minimum wage of, let's say, 900, domestic worker getting 900, and the general worker in the factory also getting 900. But a worker working in the factory, she need or he need to foot her own telephone bill, her own food bill if she's out of the factory, or she need to pay her own transportation sort of expense. At the end of the day, a person who works in the factory may have only probably 100 or 200 left in his pocket. Whereas working as a domestic worker, you still have 900 in your pocket. So housemaid or domestic worker in Malaysia, they are not deprived of good take-home pay. In fact, they enjoy better take-home pay than many other sectors worker.
Jeffrey urged Indonesia to empower their workers with specific skills before demanding a better pay grade and professional contracts for their citizens working abroad.
If they want to change the category to a caregiver, and what is the task scope of a caregivers, and what is the experience, what is the skill that she need to acquire before she is labeled as a caregiver, so that at the end of the day, employers know what she pay for, rather than you pay for a caregiver, but she is a non-experienced general worker. So it's unfair to the employer. So the stakeholder, the government and people like us, we have to ensure that, okay, I mean, we have no issue of accepting caregivers or babysitters, and we need them. And I believe Malaysian employers are willing to pay for it if they are as good as they say they are or they are certified to be.
He says Indonesia should study the economic impact of their citizens working in Malaysia and the implication of any new restriction.
We have a few cases taken to court, exploitation. Yes, it happened. And it will never stop because we are dealing with humans. But we are talking about the economic factor of these people been given opportunity to work, to gain overseas experience, to gain financial returns. And I believe they have contributed tremendously to their country's economy. They have helped their family, their village, because of the opportunity given for them to work in Malaysia. If they stop, there is syndicate or illegal agent who are going to bring them in the illegal way, they will still flood Malaysian market because they can still work in Malaysia because they are willing takers, willing givers. So not a very good thing to happen, because if the worker in Indonesia, they are hungry, they'll find their ways and means to come to Malaysia to seek their livelihood. So we cannot stop them. And that is an example of a Malaysian being a haven for foreign workers, because we have millions of illegal workers in Malaysia.
Labour-receiving countries have their own laws. In Singapore, for instance, a maid has to live at the residence of the employer. Jeffrey discusses similar red tape in Malaysia.
Well, at this moment, the so-called part-time maid available in the market is considered not a proper trade as far as the immigration of Malaysia is concerned. Because if they are brought in under category of cleaners, they are not supposed to work in the home of a Malaysian employer. They can work in the shop, in the complexes, or in the factory kind of thing. There is a need for such service, for temporary help or hourly rated maid. But the category of use is wrong. So we would like our government to consider changing the requirement, categorize them from the housemaid to a domestic worker category, and allow the employment agency to hire them and to be placed with the Malaysian employer as a leave-out domestic worker. And with this new role, we are given a license to handle this kind of category of workers. Then we can monitor their welfare, make sure they are sort of paid well, make sure they have the valid working document, and make sure that if they have an issue with the employer, we can take care of the issue and resolve the issue in an amicable way.
The president of PAPA also reveals Malaysia's dependence on Indonesian domestic helpers has been reduced over the years due to our neighbours' changing policies.
Because of some unscrupulous sort of middlemen in Indonesia, that they have taken advantage of the situation by jacking up their fees. And the association at PAPA, we have decided not to cooperate with them because of the excessive demand by our counterparts. And because of this, Indonesian housemaid or domestic worker, the number has sort of gone down tremendously. Before, 5 years ago, we used to have about 380,000 foreign domestic workers, which, you know, the numbers is about 80% Indonesian. But right now, of course, we still have probably more Indonesian because we have many of them stay back from years of employment. But the numbers has gone down tremendously. I was told the immigration data say that we have at the moment only 150,000 foreign domestic workers.
Is Malaysia overly reliant on foreign domestic helpers? And will there be a shift in this trend?
You know, as Malaysians are going for the more income, higher income, the husband and wife need to work extra hard kind of thing. And when they give birth to the children, definitely they need somebody to take care of them, whether it's a mother-in-law or their mother. So if both of you want to work, definitely they need somebody to take care of the children. Now, that is where the need is about. Unless you send the children to a caregiver center or childcare center, but that is also very lacking in Malaysia. So for many years more, we have to depend on domestic worker to handle part of our family chores. It's not going to disappear overnight.
Jeffrey discusses alternative solutions for Malaysian employers in view of the changing landscape of domestic helpers.
I think the right way is to go on the proper diplomatic channel to seek mutual consent, mutual discussion with the Malaysian government before actually suggesting this in the media and make all the employers jittery at this moment. In fact, we are already pursuing our government to see whether we can get supply from other countries. So temporarily, yes, it's going to affect the supply of foreign domestic workers in Malaysia. But I think on the long term, we have to do adjustment. So I don't think it is going to be the end of the world kind of thing. People will change to adapt to the new sort of a scenario of maybe a lesser worker. That means they can have part-time worker working for the home rather than a full-time. And we can also look into supply from other countries. We're constantly studying which country are willing to supply their workers to Malaysia to work as a domestic worker. So it is not the end of the road.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.